This is Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and this is a time we take each week to kind of talk about some campus-wide efforts or people on Eastern's campus that are putting forth an effort to try and make our campus community better in some way. And what we're talking about this week is an effort that we hope touches the lives of people all over our community. And it's a subject that I think some people have a hard time talking about because in many ways it involves a very taboo subject, which is death. Mm-hmm. And this is something that many places have struggled with, and that is, how do you get people to voluntarily become organ donors? Because broaching that topic, having that conversation can be very uncomfortable. And how do you have that conversation with college students? Because I know there's not a lot of college students who are thinking about their mortality. I think a lot of college students, like when I was 20 years old, I thought I was going to live forever.
Yep.
Now that I'm 40, I feel like I'm about to keel over at any moment. But we've brought a student here to talk about this, Earlene Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome.
Hi.
Tell me your title again, why you're here.
I am the Vice President of the Health Administration Student Organization.
All right.
And like you said, I'm trying to get people signed up to be organ donors.
Okay. And what is the name of this effort that we have going on?
It is called The Gift of Life.
Okay.
And we're part of a campus challenge. So we're competing against Wayne, U of M, Mott College, various amounts of colleges out there.
And the end goal is to get students to do what?
Become organ donors. Just to sign up. It's a very easy process. Takes about 1 minute, and you get a sticker in the mail.
Oh, so this is like a form they can fill out on campus. You don't have to go to Secretary of State.
You can fill it out online. I can give you the website.
Okay.
Do you want me to give
it to you? No. We'll link over when we post this on the web. We'll make sure that people have that information. We'll link to information about the competition, too. And I'm a competitive guy, so I like that element of it. But let's talk about that for a moment. Why this effort? Why is it important to talk to students about the importance of being an organ donor?
Because there's just so many people that are in need. I think right now it's about 3,200 Michigan residents alone that are still in need of organs to survive.
And you're not just talking about the traditional stuff that I think we think of, like a liver or a kidney or a heart. I mean, there's a lot of things, this is a weird term to use, that can be harvested from somebody when they pass, unfortunately.
Absolutely. I mean, I learned your corneas, your skin. There's just so many things that you don't think about,
right,
and that we're here to educate and help make that decision for you.
And that's a good point, too. I think some people view this in a way, it's like, well, these people are dying anyway, you know, which is a very harsh and awful thing to say. But, you know, this could be helping a 4-year-old that has horrific burns over, you know, part of his or her body. This could be helping a mother that
Absolutely.
Lost eyesight from a degenerative disease. I think we all have seen the heartfelt stories of a woman walking down the aisle that was a heart donor transplant recipient and, you know, bringing new life to this person that passed and is now, you know, still in memory of these people. So there's a lot of good that can come out of this.
Absolutely.
From talking to students or being a student yourself, what are some of the reasons why people don't think about this or don't want to do it?
I've had a lot of religious beliefs, a lot of spirituality beliefs, and to that, I fully respect you. But if you're interested, then I can absolutely give you some suggestions just to help you make that decision. But if you are totally against it, then that's on you. That's your beliefs, and we'll respect that.
You know, and that's a good point. I think there are some faiths that very specifically detail what needs to happen with the person's body after they've died, and this would conflict with that. So good. I'm glad you're having those kinds of conversations. But outside of that, is just one of those things that people don't want to talk about?
I approach it very like, excuse me, are you interested in this? And if I see that they kind of are, then I'll give them more information. But I definitely get the people that are like, absolutely not, and they walk right past me.
Sure, and I get that. There's no forcing them to do something against their will. And I think for some of those people, the stress of having that sticker there might be a little too much. But are you encountering people that really had no idea that this opportunity even existed?
Absolutely. They think that I have to give them a massive packet. Now you have to go to – it's just an online registered. They like how fast it is, especially people are going to classes. We all have busy lives.
Sure.
So it only takes less than a minute.
All right. Let's talk about the competitive element of this. This is this runs for a couple more weeks here, right?
Yep. It goes until February 20th.
All right.
And I'm happy to say that we are finally in second place.
Ooh, who's beating us right
now? Wayne has won
Our hated enemies, Wayne State.
They've won for 7 years straight, and they're bragging about it.
King of the Hill there. We got to knock them down off their throne.
We came on top, I think it was 2 weeks ago. We got into first place, and we were all like, well, all right, let's hit the ground running.
Then they made a big push.
Yep.
All right, so now we're making a big push. All right, who are we beating right now?
We are beating U of M. Okay. We're beating Mott. We're beating, what is it, Aquinas?
Oh, Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah. There's like five other schools that we're beating. So.
Good. All right. So we got one to tackle here. About how many, what kind of numbers are we talking about? How many people do we need to sign up?
We need to sign up at least 50 more.
Okay. So if I'm interested in this, how do I find you?
I'm going to be at the library, and I'm going to be there from 2 to 5 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Library, 2 to what part of Halley are you going to be in?
Right when you walk in.
Okay, so you got a little table set up with information, so it's pretty obvious who you are and what you're doing there. Okay, so if you're interested in this, go to Halley Tuesday, Thursday, 2 to 5.
Yep.
All right, come see Arlene at the, I keep calling you Arlene. Early.
It happens.
Oh, my gosh. Say your name for me.
Earlene.
All right, Earlene. All right, there we go. And you will be able to sign up real quickly there. Or if you want to find this online, we will link over at it. What is the – give me the website real quick.
It is golm.org/go/EMU.
So it's like Gift of Life Michigan, golm.org/go/EMU. Okay. And like I said, we'll link that over as well. The deadline is February 20th. Okay. And what's the gift here? I mean, besides doing good for – people all over the state and in our region, what's the goal? What do we win if we win?
So right now, people who come and sign up, you get a free shirt, you get free
gift. There's swag?
There's swag.
Oh my gosh,
I
you didn't mention that
suitcase.
Right up front.
I know,
gosh.
I should have.
All right, go see Arlene with a table full of swag.
Yeah.
All right, so we get swag. All right, so but does Eastern get like $10 billion if
with
we...
A trophy. Ooh. We get a trophy.
Is it a cool trophy?
It is a cool trophy that I want.
Well, it's a reminder that we're doing a lot of good as a camp. And this is one of the great things about being a community on campus here is we can do these sorts of good projects together because one or two people obviously make a huge difference, but hundreds make a gigantic difference.
Absolutely.
And you know what? We hope that sticker on the back of your license is there for another 60, 70, 80 years that we're not talking about this, but there's always that possibility. And I, you know, personally for me, I think, do you ever talk to people about this might take some of the stress away of thinking about your own mortality that you can give the gift of life when you pass?
The people that I've encountered, they truly are happy that I'm doing this. And they say, you know, we're not using these organs when we pass. So somebody who does need it, they need it. So it's just you encounter different personalities, different takes on it. But overall, I've had a very positive experience.
It's something you struggle with families, too. And I think that's an important piece here is by declaring yourself as an organ donor, that's a legally binding thing. And as an adult, you know, if I'm 20, 25, 30 years old and I pass and I have that sticker there, then it's like signing a do not resuscitate type of order. You in the moment when your family's grieving, that's a really hard decision to make.
Absolutely.
And you're helping them. Mm-hmm. You're helping them make these decisions that are super difficult to deal with, especially if you pass at a younger age. All right, so we've got the website, golm.org/go/EMU. You can go see Arlene at the library Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 to 5 through Feb 20. And we're shooting for how many? What's the total we'd like to have?
I would love to see 250.
Okay.
I know Wayne right now has about 200, and we're trailing along, so we need to beat them.
All right, so you have enough swag for 250 people?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and it's awesome, cool stuff?
It's a nice shirt. It says Give Life on it.
You can tell I was a college student at one point. I'm thinking about what I can get for free. Is there any free food involved in maybe, possibly?
I have been including candy.
Ooh, okay.
Packaged honey buns, whatever I go and pick up.
Are you hearing this right now? We're giving you lots of reasons besides doing the right thing for your fellow community members here. You got lots of free opportunities to benefit immediately from getting a part of this process. All right, like I said, if you want more information about this, follow the link that we've put up at WEMU.org, and we'd love to see you come out to the library Tuesday and Thursday. Just another example of good stuff happening on campus. If you're interested in these kind of efforts, too, this is through health and wellness, right?
Yep.
All right, so you mentioned you're part of the student org devoted to that. What are some other things, projects you got going on here we can look forward to, other things going on?
We have mug meals coming up that we're talking about. We want to create a recipe book to give to residents that are living here.
Is this like cooking something in a mug?
So we're trying to
No more cup of noodles?
Yeah. So you can, there's so many recipes out there you could put in a mug. So we're definitely, we're doing that. What's the other event we're doing?
We got the Wolf Wellness thing going on.
Yes,
which
we do.
I love because I'm a big fan of the puppies.
We'll be there. The Gift of Life table will be there.
Okay. Oh, man. So you can cuddle puppies and...
I jumped on that. I was all like, absolutely, I'll be
all right. Good mix there. Let's draw them in with cute dogs and get them to sign up, and then you get maybe some honey buns on the back end, too. All right.
Yeah, sure.
All right. And what if I'm interested in just being part of this group as a student, how do I find you? How do I sign up? Or
well,
where do I go?
You can email me. Also, you can find me. We'll have meetings every Thursday at 3:20 in the library.
Okay, so we just find you at the table in the library and say, hey, you know what, I want to help you with this effort.
Yeah.
All right, because that's one of the great things about this campus community, too, is a lot of these people hear about this stuff and are like, man, I want to do this, but I also want to help other people do it, too.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Arlene, for all this information.
No, we hope this
is a great, successful drive for you, and we really hope we stick it to those Wayne State
people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We all have the same goal, though. It's kind of in jest, certainly.
Yep.
This is the kind of competition we like, because the better we all do, the better we all do.
Yeah.
All right. This has been Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. Thanks for listening.